Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Did you know that the Mavericks outpaced the Pacers last night? It's the Hoops Nevervisions podcast. I'm your host, Ruben Tomas, a.k.a. Reddit Mavericks. And today Don and Squish are out. They're kind of doing their own professional stuff today, so it's just me. I'm the only one available on Sunday, apparently. but today we're joined by Isaac, who is a writer for the Shorthorn, now with the University of Texas at Arlington, which is awesome. He's also a contributor for MFFLs.com. How are you doing, Isaac?
Doing good. Better after that win last night.
Right. Absolutely, man. It's always good to be able to record after a win the morning after. We're kind of going to go over, the games this week. I haven't pulled up. I have the stats pulled up. I was taking notes on some of them, and I stopped during the Golden State game because Tim got hurt.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't feel like writing anymore. Despite that injury, two injuries really this week, it wasn't a bad week. You know, I know last week it was me and Squish, and we were saying 2-2 is probably like realistically like what our record's going to be for this week. We ended up going 3-1, which obviously looks a lot better than 2-2.
It does, yeah.
You know, so like going to that first, because the way we do it is like we always go with the game, like we record Saturday, Sunday morning. So we obviously don't include that Sunday afternoon game. So we play the Grizzlies again, on last Sunday. Beat them.
I was there.
Oh, that's right. You were there. That's right. Yeah. Beat them again. What did you see since you were in the building? Anything of note?
Just Luka is ridiculous. He had like three highlight passes back to back to back. And I was like, this man is ridiculous. You can tell that he takes the Luka jaw talks personally, and every time he plays him, he has to outperform him. Like,
yeah, and he did. You know, like, in my opinion, he did. You know, like, I was like pure stat wise, it looks like he did a lot better. But you know, like, just like, even like, you know, Ja having to take 31 shots. You know,
no, exactly.
You know, which is like Ja having to take 31 shots and only hitting one more than Luka, who had six less, you know, stuff like that.
Right.
Jaw's fun. Like, congrats to him, obviously. Like, you know, he was announced as the All-Star starter, which is great. Again, I don't really care about the All-Star game. It's just a fun day for me to, like, you know, watch the game and not care, like, what happens as long as no one get hurt, you know. that was fun, you know. Kristaps had a good game, you know, 6 for 11, not so much from 3-point shot. We had 2 for 7. Again, it's one of those games where it seemed more or less like Luka's gonna have to carry, which is something we're quite accustomed to for the past couple of years. But he did, you know, so I'm not upset, you know. And this was actually like one of his last recent I'm good at free throw shots game.
he's going back to his old ways now, and I don't like it.
It's weird, like, just the fact that he can't be good at one or the other, you know, like...
Yeah, it's like a SJ Basketball 8 shout-out, you know, a saying, you know, he's either good at threes or he's good at free throws. You can't be good at both at the same time.
Yeah. Like, did you see the Istok Franco graphic?
I did. That was ridiculous.
I was just memeing the fuck out of this. I didn't think it was actually like a thing, you know, and then I see it and I'm like, oh, fuck, there's actually like data that like...
The stats.
I was like, shit, man. I need to start looking at these more. But, you know, and then obviously, like, going to the Golden State game, that one was a backbeater. You know, that felt like a That felt like, you know, Batman getting his back broken by Dozen Bane. Or not Dozen Bane, by Bane. Yeah, but, you know, just like, which is crazy because Luka had a good game both from the free throw and the three-point shot that night.
Yeah, he did. The Warriors, I always had that game penciled in for a loss after the way we beat them on Dirk's night. I think that they were always going to come out and give us their best punch because they got pretty embarrassed on that night. They just scored 82 points as a team. Like, that doesn't happen to them.
Yeah, no. Yeah, especially, like, I know, like, they're missing Clay, but they also have Steph. You know, like...
Yeah, Steph shot, like, 5 of 24 or something. I forget exactly.
That was crazy, dude. But, yeah, obviously, this is the game where Tim gets hurt, you know, coming off the bench. You know, only plays about 10 minutes and then gets hurt. And it's just like, oh, shit, you know. Which sucks, because, like, I think a lot of people, like, are, like, looking at Tim as, like, maybe, like, a trade piece. You know, or we're looking at Tim as a trade piece. It's probably not going to happen now. I don't think anyone wants to take on an injured player. You know, except for the Mavs when we took KP.
The Mavericks did, yeah.
Yeah, but you know that was more like a big brain move. I don't know anyone really taking Tim. Like Tim, he did. God bless him for taking kind of a pay cut, but still, it's like, you know,
it's a pretty big contract. Yeah.
Yeah, like I know like it's top heavy at the beginning and it slowly dwindles, which is kind of cool, but I mean, like, yeah, I think I know, like, me and Squish were talking about it, and it's just like, that's probably one of the guys that we were trying to move, and now it's like, that's not happening. Again, terrible game. There's national TV, it was national TV on a random ass Tuesday, at 9 o'clock, you know, like our time, so it's like, you know, like, I stayed up the entire time to watch it because I was like, might as well, like, what am I supposed to do tonight? So, you know, what am I going to do? Take care of my child? But
and then ESPN did that again this Friday. Our game got moved from 7:30 to 9 for ESPN. I hate it.
Yeah, man. Like, it's just like, why do y'all do this to us? But like, yeah. And then obviously next game, Portland bounce back game. Portland is not a good team this year. Obviously, no. There's a lot of injuries. It's kind of wild that yeah, that game. I'm literally looking at the roster, and I'm like, I forgot Tony Snell was on this team. Ben McLemore's on this team. I totally forgot. I have no idea who CJ Elby is or Ellaby. Trenton Watford sounds like a fucking like EPL, like soccer name. No idea what the fuck that is. Even though he went for 4 for 6 in the field, that's pretty good. Greg Brown III, no idea. You know, Dennis Smith Jr. didn't play, and I was like, oh, I don't know, is he hurt? I have no idea. But
I wanted to see him play, though.
Yeah, I would love to. Yeah, but you know, just like looking at that game again, like not the best shooting night from Luka, but he distributed like a crazy man, like a
right.
Like that was like okay, 15 assists. Like it was very. I think someone said on Twitter it was like a Jason Kidd triple double.
Yeah,
you know, because back in the day he'd have like maybe 10, like 12 points, and like have like a crazy number of assists, and like have the 10 rebounds. It's like that's exactly what Luka did today, or that game.
Yeah, and Luka loves playing in Portland. You know, you remember that game a few years ago where he started like 8 of 8 from 3, and then his rookie year he hit that ridiculous shot to force overtime from the corner.
Oh yes, that was the overtime. That's right. Yeah, you know, he just likes playing there.
He loves playing there.
But I'm just like looking at the points distribution. It's Luka, Jalen, Dorian, Kristaps, Maxi, Reggie, Dwight, all in double figures. So I'm like, holy shit!
Right.
That was a good game from everybody. you know, I'd see Reggie starting to, you know, starting to come to form with, you know, 4 for 7 from 3. He's starting to actually become a sniper, which is really fucking nice.
He balled out last night.
Yeah, a lot of guys had got minutes this game, except for Boban and Moses. You know, so we got to kind of see everybody. And obviously with Tim going down, you had to have, you know, someone else step up. And it looks like Reggie's doing that, which is great. So not too much to take from that game. Like, hopefully Dame comes back healthy. Stacey McCollum made me a little nervous at one point. You know, he started going off a little bit, and I was like, oh, no, this is not.
Yeah, they started trimming into the lead a little bit. I was like, oh, goodness,
I was like, I really don't want someone who, like, had a collapse the lung to, like, come back and, you know, destroy us, please. Like, I don't know. I still have, like, that weird PTSD from 2011 with, like,
yes, the 23-point game, yes.
And it's like, damn, dude, please don't make this happen. Like, please don't let this happen.
I was getting flashbacks to the Wizards-Clippers game earlier this week, which, not Mavs-related, second biggest comeback in NBA history. I was like, don't be on the same level as that.
I never tweet about other games usually. And, like, I saw that shit, and I was like, holy fuck, this is crazy.
I thought you were tweeting, like, the Wizard or the Clippers did what? I was like,
I was like, oh, God. I was like, holy shit, that's crazy. Yeah. Then, of course, like, yesterday's game, you know, it was a... You know, the center point of our intro today, obviously Rick Carlisle coming back, actually really emotional, video at the beginning, before the game started.
I loved the video tribute. I did.
I'm happy they did it. You know, like, I was kind of worried that, like, Mark or whoever would be, like, kind of, you know, little petty about it, but
yeah.
I'm happy they did something nice for him. Like, yeah, like, did it end on the best terms? Probably not, but... It's nice just to, like, hey, like, you did give us a championship. You have, like, brought terrible rosters up, you know, like, have been able to get the best out of them, so.
And that's the thing. It's like, I don't love how it ended, and he did a couple of things in his final years that I didn't appreciate, but at the end of the day, he brought the title to Dallas. And so when he comes back for the first time, you know, you cheer him. It's what you do.
Yeah, I was like, that's fine, man. Yeah. You know, and like, I know, like, I think for me, it was either going to be like, if I was in this building, it would have been cheering or like not really doing anything. You know, I'm not going to boo the guy.
Right. Me neither. Right.
But I mean, everyone has their own like prerogative. They can do whatever they want. But for me personally, I was probably going to cheer if I was in the building. But looking at this game again, like, we can only play who's in front of us, and the Pacers are not a good team. They're also missing a bunch. They're also missing a bunch of people. So, you know, again, I had no idea who the fuck Dwayne Washington Jr. was, but he was killing us.
He was balling.
Yeah, I was like, he had like three shots. He had like three shots. Like, he had like 2 3-pointers in a row, and I was like, who the fuck is this? Like,
were you about to lose to this guy? Like, what is happening? Yeah.
Lance Stephenson did not get a lot of burn, which I thought was kind of interesting because they did play yesterday or the day before. So I was just like, maybe you should. I don't know, like. It was crazy.
Stevenson skip. I don't know. I tweeted about this. I don't understand it. The skip he does when he has the ball, I don't get it. Like,
I don't know. I have no idea, dude. I noticed that too, and I was like, what is this? Like, how? Like, yeah. You know, Domantas Sabonis, dude, if you ever want to come over here, let us know. 15 rebounds, 8 for 10 from the field. Come on, man. Like,
let's do it.
If you want to come here, dude, just like, you know, we can force something maybe. Karis LeVert looked okay. You know, just looking at, like, this is one of the teams where I'm like, who could we get from this team? You know, this is one of the teams I'm actually kind of, like, really looking into. Like, whenever I see them, like, on TV or if I run into, like, highlights, I'm like, who do you guys have? Yeah. Of course, like, Kristaps gets hurt after Rick does his warlock magic and, you know, gives him props. I was like, I saw that and I saw, like, I think Panda Hank tweeted, like, the screenshots. And I was like, fuck, dude, he's like a fucking warlock still. Like, he just like cursed us. And obviously not with the team today in Orlando, and he probably won't be with the team the next game. Or actually, I think that game's at home. I don't know. Yeah, the game's at home, so he probably will be like there. But I think more or less it's more precautionary, I think, you know?
Definitely.
With Kristaps, like, this is how it is. And the schedule is a little light for the next couple games, so it's not too worrying. If, you know, the games after that, he's still out, that's why I'm starting to worry a little bit. But
right now, that'll be about a week after it happens.
Yeah, so it's like, oh, shit, yeah. But, I mean, again, you were talking earlier about Reggie Bullock. Like, he fucking went off, dude. 6 for 8 from 3. I was like, yes, like, we finally see, like, you know. It was kind of cool. Like, you could tell... A lot of the guys that played under Rick wanted to show out a little bit, you know.
Definitely.
Like, Luka absolutely, like, just wanted to talk shit, and I was like, "Do your thing, dude." Like, you know, I'm sure Kristaps, if he didn't get hurt, you know, would have jogged a little bit more and stuff like that.
Definitely.
And I was talking to my wife about it, and I was just like, "Yeah, like, when he left, like, no one on social media said anything, like, you know, like."
No, players were like, congrats, Rick. They're just like,
or like, bye. You know, no one did anything goodbye. No one did anything like, congrats, like, going to Indiana. Like, no one really said anything. So, you know, it is what it is. And again, like, you got to remember, like, these guys, like, Yeah, they're professional, but also Luca's like 22. Like,
right.
When I was that age, like, I was super petty about stuff, you know? Like,
I was literally not even that age yet. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, like, you know, so, and a lot of these guys, like, obviously, like, oh, I do want to give props to Maxie on his birthday, having 15 and 14. That's fucking crazy.
Definitely. He balled out.
I was like, great. And my wife was like, he's 30? And I was like, yeah, he's 30. He was like, I thought he was still younger. And she was like, I thought he was so much younger. And I was like, no, that's just kind of what some of the media, you know, talks about, a young core. And
yeah, young core. Reason,
for some reason, he's thrown in that. And it's like, he's not young at all. Like, he's, you know, he's actually a little younger than I am now. But, like, we're close to age. So,
right.
You know, trying to think of anything else. Marquise Chris had 4 fouls in 16 minutes. Marquise Chris, you know, like, I think he has a spot on the team, obviously, for a reason. He did a ball out what he needed to. I think he still can, you know, when we need him to, but I think he knew he was kind of playing more like garbage minutes, so it's not
too big of an issue. He's got a lot of raw talent, but we need to turn it down.
Yeah. Frank Ntilikina on defense, which you don't really see through the stat sheet, just like him, like, you know, like
messing up the rhythm of their offense.
Yeah, which was great. It's exactly what I wanted. You know, like, it's exactly what I wanted. All I wanted from Frank was to hit a few shots and, like, not take a lot of shots, hit a few of them, and just play defense. And that's what he's been doing. You know, like, and I know, like, it's bad because, like, Tim is out and now KP is out, but, like, we get to see more of these guys now. Like, you know, we're seeing a little bit more of Josh Green. We're seeing a little bit more of Frank. I was saying, man, seeing Reggie, Josh, and Frank come off the bench together was fucking awesome.
I saw that. Yes.
That was cool. I was like, yes, let's fucking do this.
And these moments will help us for the playoffs because we see more lineups and how they work together.
Exactly.
And that's important in the playoffs.
And of course, like, you know, in the playoffs, we'll probably tighten it up, the ship a little bit. Like Theo Pinson's probably not getting, you know.
Yeah, probably not.
Like, Trey Burke's probably not getting game. Yeah. You know, Trey Burke, Theo Pinson, Moses, Boban, probably not getting a lot of minutes in the playoffs. The rest of the guys, though, I think Marquise might be another one that's kind of a tweener. But I mean, the rest of the guys.
I need Josh Green to get moments in the playoffs. Like, I think
he
will.
My dream is like he gets a steal and goes like for like a reverse dunk. And it's like, fuck yeah, dude. Like, it just like brings down the AAC. You know, I'm like, fuck yeah, let's do it.
Yes.
Yeah, man. Do you have anything else you want to talk about before we go into questions?
I think we did as well in this week as we were going to do. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, win one of the Memphis Golden State games and then close out against the worst teams. And we did that. And now this week we got we have 2 pretty easy games, knock on wood. And then that Philadelphia game is going to be the real, like, test of on the level of the higher level playoff team. Because I think it's fair to say after this week, we are not yet on the level of Golden State and Phoenix.
No, outside of them,
I legitimately think we could be the 3rd best team in the West. I don't think there's another team better than us right now.
I can see that. Yeah, I see that. Obviously, the Jazz have been faltering a shit ton. So I'm like, you know, that might be one that seems to be. Could probably catch them this week, actually, if things go our way. So that would put us in the 4th spot, which is really cool.
Right. Might not make the 3 seed, but I think that we would beat the Grizzlies in a playoff series if we saw them.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I think we have their number at this point. And, like, those games against the Grizzlies have felt so much like a playoff atmosphere where, like, the offense has slowed down. Like, you know, they're playing, like, we kind of force them to play more our style, you know, which they're not accustomed
to. There's so many storylines. Luka versus Draw, KP versus JJJ, Green versus Bane. Their coach is from Arlington. Like, come on.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, Taylor Jenkins is from Arlington. I'm like, we just have to have this series. It's all lining up for this.
I did not know that. That's cool. That is. Let's see. So our next 3 games, because we only do it until the Sunday morning. So Magic, Thunder, Sixers. What do you think our record's going to be this week?
I'm going to say 3-0. We have a lot of rest this week, and it'll give us time to prepare for the Philly game.
Oh, shit. That's a fuck. I have 2-1 because I'm a chicken and won't. I'm a coward and won't, you know, say that we can beat them yet. But that's a good bet, man. I like that.
I'm hoping for it.
Let's see. All right, let's go ahead and get in some questions. And I'm screenshotting some more because we got a few little bit. Let's see. All right, let's see. First question comes from the Milwaukee Bucks subreddit.
Okay.
And they have been on my ass this entire season because they had Jason Kidd, now we have Jason Kidd.
Right.
Jason Kidd in July, you're going to see us play defense. A kid in January, on topic of Mavs mentality, defense and being unselfish, it's real simple. He clearly outstanding coaching, and Kidd is just burdened with a selfish team. So my question, can you rank the Mavs players by selfishness? By selfishness.
Oh my goodness. Jesus.
I love that.
I don't even have an answer for that because I don't think of like the team like that. I really don't.
Like, I don't even know who'd be our more selfish players. You know, like maybe the guys on the end of the bench just because like they want to show out a little bit more. But even then, like Rick is pretty, or not Rick, Kidd is pretty,
he's pretty good like at making substitutions when someone's not clicking.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's all I was about to say. Yeah, exactly. So that one's a hard one, man. Like, I feel like it might be someone like a Sterling Brown, maybe, or even like a Trey Burke, who just like, maybe Trey Burke would probably be the best answer for this one, just because like, I feel like he does get into like that, oh shit, I'm like Allen Iverson mode, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, obviously I hope that he heals from his injury, but you know, Tim Hardaway definitely has those moments where he crosses half court with the ball and everyone's like, oh, he's shooting. Like,
yeah.
Don't even cut to the basket. He's shooting this one. Like,
yeah, those are definitely two of the, yeah. All right, let's see. Next question comes from Luke. Luke asks, how many / which Mavs players would it take to defeat a grizzly bear? Give me Boban and like Moses.
Yeah.
And then I think they could take
the
it.
The Giants.
I think them two could take it. You know, like I don't trust KP doing it just because I think he's a little more fragile. But I think those two could do it. I think they would have to tag team though.
Yeah, throwing Marquise Chris.
And yeah, I was about to say Marquise might be able to. Yeah. I think Marquise seems like you wouldn't want to fuck with him in a fight. So the rest of the guys, no. Like maybe Dorian Finney-Smith might be a wild card throwing in there, but
yeah,
I can't see the rest of the guys like really being like, oh yeah, I'm gonna fight a grizzly bear. So all right, let's see. Bradley, who is actually Bryce Patrick's brother, asks.
Okay.
Yeah. If you could magically take any player in the league and put them on the Mavs, no cap space issues or anything, who would it be? Who would be the most fun to pair with Luka? Man,
I mean, if we're going for the real answer, it's Giannis.
Yeah,
but if you want like a little more realistic answer, I want to see Luka and SGA. I want to see that in the backcourt. Because SGA is not too much of a point guard. Like, he can pass the ball, but he's more of a two guard. So put them in the same offense. I don't know. I'd love that.
Yeah. I was even thinking, like, and some people are still going to get really mad at this, but I think it would have been cool to see Luka and Ja in the same backcourt.
Oh, 100%.
That would have been really fun.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm never going to get over that. Exactly. We have the same odds as the Zion and Ja picks, and we didn't. Oh, my God.
Which, by the way, that might end up being a Greg Oden KD thing now, like looking at that draft.
I know. I really hope Zion can get healthy. Zion is so talented.
When he's healthy, yeah, I know. So I was like, I saw that. I was like, man, like that's true though. They might. It's terrible. I feel bad.
Dude, in his second year, had like 27 on 61% shooting. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. Yeah, I think that'd be a cool pairing. I also think. I think Luka and like, I would say Luka Giannis, like Luka and a KD would be crazy.
Oh, right.
That would
pretty
be like
any of the top 15 yeah. players. You put him with Luka, it's an instant title.
Like, Luka and Jokic, bro. Oh my God. That could happen.
Oh my God.
That could happen in my brain. Like, I feel like it could be there. Like,
defenses would just give up. Like, because yeah, you'd have to be running the whole time because they're going to find somebody if you slip up for a quarter inch. Like,
it's like you're going against fat Luka and like fatter Luka. It's like, I don't know what you do at that point. So,
Luka's slimming up though. He looked slimmer.
He does. I was looking at the game yesterday and I was like, he actually looks not too bad right now. I think he's like finally shedding the baby weight. I don't know. We'll see.
Right, and he's finally getting into stride, which is what I love.
Exactly. Let's see. Next question comes from Dalton. Dalton. Used to be the Texas Waffle. Now he is Starscream as the GOAT, which I don't know. I don't really watch Transformers. But So he had a question originally about Brady retiring, but now that might not be the issue. That might
be up in the air.
Yeah, Brady said, "Oh, I'm not actually doing it." It's like, you probably are, but whatever. but I will, if he retires within the next week, we'll answer this question next week. But if you ask again, Dalton. So thoughts on Mark Stein versus a another big Mavs account?
oh my god.
High comedy.
High comedy.
So the thing about me and my account, because I am also kind of a big account, is that I never like do the whole like per so and so, like basically regurgitating information, right? Like,
right.
I just retweet. Like, whoever has it, like, if it's Stein who has it first, I retweet him. If I, you know, whoever has it first, like for all the Mavs stuff, it's obviously, you know, it's obviously either Mavs PR, Cato,
Townsend.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are the guys. I'm like, cool. Like, I know I'm never going to try to put my own spin on, like, I might react to it. Like, you know, I might quote you and be like, holy shit, you know, or something, whatever. But
that's like, me. I like to quote tweet and add, like, my own commentary. But yeah, they're getting the credit. Like, they said.
Or, like, I tweet and then I quote tweet. So, like, it's both. So it's like, you know, like, I just cover all my bases. I just like doing that. So I personally would never want Mark Stein to be mad at me on Twitter.
I would cry.
I'd be like, oh shit, you know. So it's a bad look. It's also a bad look to it's a bad look to double down.
Yeah,
and like try to make jokes about it.
Again was the nail in the coffin. I was like, oh my goodness.
It's like all you like all like if it were me, all I would have done would have been like, oh, like I'm really sorry, won't happen again. I apologize, I'm gonna go into the tweet now, you know, stuff like that.
Right.
Because yeah, like, you know, and like, I appreciate the people who do listen to the green rooms and stuff like that, because, like, that stuff isn't usually, I think sometimes it's recorded, but, like, a lot of times it's not, and a lot of times it's just, like, you know, Mark Stein sitting down and just, like, talking to everybody, you know? So, right. Which is cool, you know? And then, obviously, like, there are certain people, like, I know you do it sometimes, some other people on Mavs Twitter do it, where it's, like, you try to, you know, verbatim, like, explain, like, hey, what he said, you know?
Right,
which
is, yeah.
Like, which I appreciate, because, like, I'm at work whenever he does these. So, and I can't, get away, you know. But
no, and I have a lot of followers who aren't, like, diehard Maverick fans. They just kind of follow the Mavs, like, in their off time. So I do that for them, because I'm like, you might not understand this tweet, but it's a big deal. Let me tell you why. Like,
yeah. You know, so, yeah. I'm hoping that's the last time that happens. It probably won't be with that account. We'll see. That account, if you want to come talk to me about it, man, I'm available to talk about it, because, you know, I know you've been doing this a little longer than I have, but I feel like I might have a little bit more of the social media, like, savvy on this. So, let's see. Next question from him. Thoughts on Andrew Wiggins starting in the All-Star game?
Oh my goodness.
Which we talked a little bit about it earlier, but,
K-pop wins.
Bro, I gotta find a fucking K-pop star that likes the Mavs. I gotta find somebody.
Exactly. Find somebody that likes Luka. Let's do it.
Yeah, I gotta find somebody that likes... It's gotta be someone, right? I mean, it is what it is, dude. Like, it's the All-Star. Like, no one cares who starts. I think, okay, maybe this one may be the one where it's like... Because, again, like, a couple years ago when Zaza almost started, you know, was a big deal. Because it was like, what the fuck, you know? But... You know, I think this is gonna be the one time where like people are like, oh god, like Andrew Wiggins started, blah blah blah. But like, if you go back, like to like, if you were to like, if I were to ask you, like, hey, like, who started in like 2016 for the All-Star game, you couldn't like pull out one
tell
name.
You Kobe.
Like, you could say like LeBron. It's like LeBron, Kobe. That's like the only people you could pick, you know, from that year. Like, it's so different, you know. So, yeah, like I don't really care about it too much. It is what it is. Like. Usually what happens when it's like a first time All-Star, like I've noticed, like, because I went back and looked at like the minutes for like starters, and like Luka would have started like a couple years ago and he got like 20 minutes and that was it, you know, and
yeah,
have like
you don't shot, like, play six more times. Than 25 minutes unless you're just making like every shot.
Yeah, so it's like whatever at this point, it's like, you know, which he might, you know, Andrew Wiggins may be like, I really am an All-Star, let me show you, like, you know,
Wiggins is one of those people that plays the All-Star game at 100%, so he's gonna win like All-Star MVP when everyone else is playing at half speed, like
actually playing defense, like, you know, I could definitely see him doing that. Andrew Wiggins, I mean, good for him though, whatever, you know, just it's an exhibition game. So
I will say though, I want the All-Star game to be just a little more competitive. Like, don't get me wrong, I love the long threes, I love the highlight dunks, but like, when the game gets close at the end, I want to see, you know, he's not healthy this year, but Kawhi Leonard, you know, I want to see him out there guarding LeBron.
Yeah, like actually. Yeah, and I feel like...
I know why they don't, but yeah. I want it. Like,
Do you know, are they still doing that that system they did in the last couple years where it's like...
I think so. The first to 24, like 24 okay. plus the higher score. Yeah,
I think that's so. Yeah. Because I remember, like, I think the not last year, but the year before, like, they were, like, actually going yeah. pretty hard at the end.
So that was, okay, for cool. Kobe. Like, yeah, that's true, that's true. 2 and 24, you know, like...
Yeah.
And that one was always going to be a great game. That was the greatest or second greatest All-Star game ever. 2001 is also up there, you know.
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah, so that, I mean, we'll see. We'll see about it. Let's see. Next question comes from Mitch. Okay. Should the NBA add an extra round to the draft? And I think this is referencing Mavs draft's tweet about there being like a lot of, there's a lot more, what do you call it? Talent now in the draft pools, you know?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, having a third round might be kind of cool. Because I know they had it back in the day. I think it was
yeah, these have like seven. Yeah.
That's what I was saying. Like going to the seven rounds back in the day. But, I think it'd be kind of cool, you know, just to do it again. Like, I think if you were to do that, though, you'd have to expand the roster, whether it be, like, G League, like, two ways, or...
Right, add a third two-way contract. I think that's the basically, easiest way to do it.
Yeah, you know, just do that and just, like, have it like that. I think that'd be kind of cool. I know there's a lot of talks about expansion, which I think... Right. I firmly believe that we are at a point where, like, there could be expansion, and, like, the parity would be, you know, pretty even amongst everybody, yeah. which would be kind of cool.
Throw a team in Seattle and throw a team in either Vegas or St. Louis, and there's your 32 teams. Like,
yeah, you know, yeah.
On that question, this is showing my UTA homerism a little bit, but UTA's first and only player to play in the NBA was drafted in 2018, Kevin Herbie, and I knew him because I went to the basketball camps and I saw him a lot. So that's just a personal flex I love.
That's cool. That's fuck. I don't think anyone from UNT has ever made it to the NBA. We've had a few guys get drafted.
He played like 40 minutes, like total.
Yeah,
but he scored a point. Really? He scored a point in the NBA.
Hey man,
there you go. That's cool. Never forget that.
Yeah, good for him. Let's see. Next question comes from Eric. Who are we trading Maxi Hardaway for? I regret to inform you that Hardaway is probably not going to get traded.
Yeah, probably not.
If that happens, I might have to kiss Nico's feet. Because that'd be fucking crazy if he pulls that off, especially for like a decent package.
Right.
Maxi, I don't know, man. I feel like even though we have like a new GM, I feel like because everything still has to go through Cuban, I feel like
yeah.
we're still pretty married to these players. So
it's got to be something. The problem is, any good player that we want is going to be making more money than Maxi. So you have to make the contracts work along with that. And like, I guess you can throw in Powell, you know, but then you're trading for two bigs, Maxi and Powell, and it's just, this is why trading is so complicated. Like,
yeah, it's yeah. That's right. That's why I let the trade machine people do it, and then I also let Mav CBA you know, correct.
He's a baller.
Fucking smart, dude. I love that dude. Let's see. Next question comes from Jennifer. What do we need to do to keep informed during the All-Star break?
Keep informed.
I think like kind of play as we are right now. Because the All-Star break is a little ways away. But I will say, like, if we can keep the way we're playing now, I think what we need during that break is just like make sure guys are healthy.
Yes.
Make sure Luka doesn't go on like a mukbang. Just like, you know, fucking YouTube mukbang, like crazy eating competition. You know,
I don't know what teams do during that break because, I mean, obviously I've never been on an NBA team, you know, but yeah. I would hope that they use that time to like anybody that's not in the All-Star game. I would hope that they use that time to just practice and play different lineups and be like, okay, what can we do, you know, without Luka, for example, since he's going to be in the All-Star game, you know, have a Jalen, Frank, Josh Green, Maxi, Chris lineup. You know, just mess something weird, with
yeah.
things.
Yeah. yeah. I mean, I feel like I've seen it before because I, you know, follow them on social media, but I feel like I've definitely seen like KP on vacation or Tim on vacation. Like, and maybe it's not yeah. like the entire week, but it's always like they always have like like, it always seems like 3 or 4 days where they're just, like, you know, doing their own stuff. And I think they all come back and then, you know.
Yeah,
you know.
Which, I mean, good for them. I want them to have the time to relax. But I think there's, like, a week off for the All-Star game. It's, like, Tuesday to Tuesday. So, you know, take the vacation for 2 or 3 days and then come back and let's get into rhythm for the second half of the year.
Yeah, you know, I think that's probably the best way. That's how I would do it. Like, I'm sure Kid has something planned, you know, for them to do. So, good question. Let's see. King, I love this question. Do you think the NBA should add more rules to prevent the take fouls on fast breaks?
Yes.
Absolutely, dude. Yes. Please. Holy shit, dude.
And I understand that we're kind of like shit talking our own team a little bit because we do it almost but every team
fucking,
in the NBA.
But every team fucking does it. So.
Yeah, and we need to stop it. Whenever I see us do it, I'm like, oh my god, give us a tech. It's one in the ball, annoying. Please. Like,
there should be like a tech involved, like when that happens or something.
Yeah,
or like you lose a timeout or something. Like,
yeah, like it doesn't need to be a flagrant because like that starts getting like money and like other stuff involved. But yeah, give them a tech. Like,
give them just a one tech. Yeah, hey, like you don't do that. Yeah, guys, there's got to be something. Like, it's one of those things that like I know FIBA doesn't do that. You know, they don't have the take. You know, they don't allow that. You know, which is always funny to see. Like, it's always funny to see like Team USA, like guys who have never played FIBA rules being like, oh shit, actually, like, you know, they fucked up, and it's like, oh, that's funny. And then they end up blowing the team, but then they end up blowing up their opponent by like 20. So it's like, whatever, middle ground. Because I know if techs accumulate, you know, you're out for a game, but we know this because of Luca. But love you, Luca. Let's see. Good question, though. Yeah, I totally agree. Like, the take fouls are fucking dumb, even though we do it. Next question comes from Damien. Any realistic trade ideas? You're asking the wrong man. I am not good at trades whatsoever.
I mean, look, I love, and I'm going to say this name and people are going to get upset. I love Jalen Brunson, but I don't think we're going to pay him $23 million a year. And so when it gets to that, would you rather lose him for something or nothing? Like,
that's always the hard, that's always like the hard, like, you know, question. It's like, what do you do? Like, you know,
right?
Any for those like trade ideas? Like, I'm not so sure. Like, again, like, I'm not good at those at all. We have a question.
If we can swing Buddy Hield somehow, like, that's cool. My dream.
I'm cool with Buddy Hield. I'm cool with Rashawn Holmes. I'm cool with Harrison Barnes. I will take some of those Sacramento Kings. no idea how we do it, but you know,
Kings and the Pacers. Give us a call.
Right. let's see. Jose asks. When a company asks me to submit a resume and during the same application process also asks me to copy all that shit down on my resume and paste it into that stupid web form, is it appropriate to mail said company a Polaroid of my ass?
Oh my God.
I will say that's very fucking annoying. And I think they do it so they have it on file all the time. I don't know. It's like two forms of verification.
Yeah.
So I feel like I've never worked in HR, so I have no idea, but, it is very fucking annoying. I totally get it. But also, my resume hasn't changed in like 2 years, so I'm pretty sure I'm stuck in the profession I'm in for a while, which is not a bad thing. But
you enjoy.
I can see how they'd be fucking annoying though, and submitting a Polaroid of your ass might
not be the best.
Yeah, it might. You know, they might either think, hey, like he's a go-getter, or they might think, oh, you know, this guy's a dick. So, you know. It's all to
I
you.
I think the better thing is this guy's an asshole. That's a better joke to make there. Like,
yeah, that's a better joke, but yeah. What do you think?
I haven't sent my resume into a lot of places, so.
Yeah, I haven't had to do that too much.
Besides this job at the Shorthorn, I haven't sent my resume in anywhere. Like,
well,
so yeah. It's a new experience for me.
Absolutely. Let's see. Last question of the day comes from KP Rebound Year. I'm hoping so. Hope he's back for the second half. assuming the Mavs have to let one of the two go, why'd you write it like this? Losing which guy do you think would be the bigger hit on the team's culture or chemistry? JB or Dodo?
Dodo.
And then he follows up saying, really poor worded because I'm not a brain genius.
Oh. Well, there you go.
I was trying to read it, and I was like, what the fuck? who would be bigger hit on the chemistry and culture? Man, I think it would have to be Dodo, dude.
I agree, yeah. Dorian just... Dorian holds this team together. Like, it doesn't show up on the stat sheet, but, like, when we're struggling, it's a Dorian block. It's a Dorian layup. It's a something that
corner
gets the team
where
out of the rut.
Corner three in front of the opponent's bench, where he's just,
right,
like...
that too, yeah.
You know, which is, I think it's one of my favorite shots in all of basketball. Just a Dorian Finney corner shot, and he looks back and starts yapping at the fucking, at the opposing team. It's great.
Right.
Yeah, like, I love Jalen. I love Jalen, you know, but I think he's more of, like, it's like the way I think, like, it's almost like Rashard Phillips, you know, talking about, like, how, like, these, like, made up roles or whatever. But I feel like,
oh yeah,
I feel like Dodo's more of a spiritual leader and Jalen's more of, like, a court leader, you know, like,
yes, I agree.
I don't know how, like, to really differentiate those two, but, like, in my brain, it makes sense. I feel like losing Dodo would be the bigger hit, you know. And again, like, we're at a crossroads when it comes to those two guys. I can't believe we have to be at the crossroads of those two guys, but we are, you know. Like,
yeah, because there's no way we pay both. And
yeah, like, I know there's reports that we will, like, we're gonna try, but, like, I don't know, man. Unless you can get something dealt with Jalen in the next couple weeks.
I was about to say, maybe Jalen takes a pay cut for 13 instead of 23, but I don't know.
Like, that's a huge pay cut too, man. I was thinking maybe like 20, like 17.
Yeah.
Maybe. Like, you know, I'm very pro, like, get your money in the league. You know, 100%. Like,
yeah.
If he goes,
if we signed Jalen for like $8 million, I would almost feel bad. I'd be like, what are you doing, man? Like, you're losing out on $50 million.
Yeah. You know, but yeah, those are all the questions this week. I appreciate you guys for asking questions. I appreciate Isaac for coming on kind of last minute, honestly. You can find our stuff when we write sometimes on mfls.com. You can also listen to this podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Leave us a review. I found out recently that Spotify does reviews now, so if you want to do it on there, listen on Spotify, please drop us something nice. We do have a Patreon. $1 gets you access to our Discord, where you can find links to watch parties, which means that yes, you can watch the games. I'm usually on, Squish is usually on, a lot of the guys from FLs are usually on. Again, there's other tiers where you can, like, there's a tier where if you want to come on the podcast, there's a tier for that. There's a tier if you want to have your question answered, you know, before everyone else. There's on there too. Also, spoiler alert, but we're going to be getting shirts pretty soon, actually. Shout out to Denver Gravit. He is currently working on some stuff for us, which is really awesome. Cool. Shout out to Denver. Denver, need to come on the podcast sometime, dude.
I love his shirts. I have like three of them in my closet right now.
Me too. Yeah, I wear the Immaculate Vibe shirt all the time, which again will make me sad if Jalen goes. But but I'm not retiring it. Isaac, where can they find you?
They can find me on Twitter at Isaac Appelt, ISAACAPPELT, and I'm writing for this newspaper now. So there's stuff in the print and there's stuff online at theshorthorn.com. I'll be in the sports section because that's what I cover.
Yeah, man. It's fucking awesome that you're doing it too, dude.
I'm having fun. Like, that's,
so you're climbing up, bro. You're climbing up slowly. That grind's going. But yeah, guys. So that's it. I'll see you guys later.
See ya.